Scripture reading, Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 39. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place, where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Devotional. After a full day of healing, driving out demons, teaching with authority, and serving the people of Capernaum, Jesus goes off to a solitary place to be still and silent in the presence of God. As a result, he is able to do the right thing at the right time and with the right heart. He resists the pressure of other people's expectations and leaves for another city. For us, this same choice, to turn away from internal and external noise in order to be with God, is work, difficult work. Externally, we face the unrelenting pressure of our culture. Internally, our minds are in constant and frenzied motion. Yet as we learn to live from a wellspring of silence and stillness, we begin to experience an unimaginable richness. In her book, Silence, A User's Guide, author Maggie Ross explores the many benefits of silence. Here is my summary of just a few. We shift away from the artificiality of the surrounding culture toward the beauty of beholding God. We grow in our ability to wait and see what unfolds, more trusting of the love of God. We realize how foolish our ideas are of how the world works or should work, letting go more easily of judgments, anger, and greed. We become more compassionate. We influence others for good out of the changes God is doing in and through us. The effect of practicing silence and stillness with the Father can be dramatic over time, transforming us spiritually, emotionally, and even physically, in ways we cannot anticipate. Question to consider. Today, how might you accept the Father's invitation to be silent, to go off to a solitary place as Jesus did? Prayer. Lord, help me to remember that you are on the throne, not me. Help me to trust you with the many things on my to-do list that I cannot finish. Deliver me from the whirlwind around me and in me, so that the peace and wisdom that emerge out of stillness and silence might fill me and overflow in love to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.